It's still not clear exactly why violence erupted at the end of what had been a peaceful demonstration Sunday in Boston, but accounts from some protesters, police, radio dispatches, and lawmakers begin to paint a picture of how things quickly went awry. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The turning point Sunday night happened sometime after 9 p.m. as a diverse crowd of demonstrators began to leave the area near the Massachusetts State House when the protest had ended. At 9:22, the T was shut down. By 10 p.m., radio dispatches with state police said a Boston police cruiser was on fire and police were using gas.
Surgeons be advised that Boston will be deploying gas in that 100 Tremont area. They have a BPD cruiser. It's on fire right now.
State police say they used pepper ball projectiles when people surrounded a transit police cruiser. By 10:35 p.m., the National Guard was on its way. Police say demonstrators threw water bottles and bricks at officers and were looting area businesses. Boston Police Commissioner William Gross says 8 officers went to the hospital and more than 21 police vehicles were damaged. Safety, he says, was the primary concern.
And again, we applaud everyone that protested peacefully, but unfortunately, others came hell-bent on destroying our city, our great city, our destination city. And we, along with others, there were people from the community as well, that were like, no, you cannot destroy our city.
But many demonstrators say several things sparked the trouble, and police were among them. They say thousands of people were stranded when public transit was shut down, a move the MBTA says was taken because of public safety concerns. The demonstrators also say they saw officers on bike patrols early on, but later that night there were many officers in riot gear. They also described police cars speeding down streets, narrowly missing people. Michael Cox, with the social justice activist group Black and Pink, says he saw police using pepper spray on several protesters.
I had seen many people sprayed with pepper spray, seemingly unjustifiably. There was no violence that was happening in that moment. Perhaps they were trying to disperse the crowd, but it seemed like a very antagonistic way to do that.
Cox also says he waited hours to post bail for 8 people arrested on disorderly conduct charges. In total, Boston police arrested 53 people. Police did not respond to requests for comment about how the demonstrations were handled. State Senator Jamie Eldridge is asking for an independent investigation.
I do not think that it should be done respectfully by the executive office of public safety or, you know, any entity in the city of Boston. I do think it should be a truly independent investigator.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh defended first responders and pointed out that 18 bystanders were hurt. Walsh says violence harmed the cause of the protest and a city still reeling from the coronavirus pandemic.
Don't lose sight of George Floyd's murder and what demonstrators are trying to do. People are tired. People are fed up. The actions of some hurt that cause and hurt a community that is already hurting more than anyone should ever have to bear.
Governor Baker called those responsible for the violence cowards and criminals. But he also says the protests show the need to continue to enhance the transparency and accountability of law enforcement. The state's top law enforcement officer, Attorney General Maura Healey, says that might happen.
It is particularly powerful in this moment that all of us in law enforcement recognize the cry for help, attention, and change.
All sides say the focus should be on change, especially to policies that have tolerated police brutality, racism, and inequality, and have driven thousands of marchers to the streets. They also want to ensure that people can protest safely. And another demonstration is planned in Boston tonight. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.